Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Press TV's Top 5. Now, we begin with the commander of Iran's Quds Force having reaffirmed the Islamic Republic's full support for Palestinian resistance groups. Major General Qasem Soleimani was speaking during a telephone conversation with senior officials of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Soleimani also emphasized that all resistance movements in the region are ready to defend the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, during the telephone calls, Soleimani and the Palestinian officials discuss the preparedness of Palestinian groups in the face of the Israeli regime. And joining us now out of Vancouver for more of the story is Ms. Karen DeVito, Canadian activist and political commentator. Hello, ma'am. Thanks for joining us on the program. Now,
thank you for having me.
Now, my question to you, if you may, isn't it ironic that we have Iran, a non-Arab country, supporting, Palestinians, when many Arab countries in the region are turning their backs and even expanding ties, just to name a few, Riyadh and Manama? Your thoughts, please.
Well, I can't comment on what the other states are doing. I would say this, there's so much financial interest in being allied with the United States. Many countries will go ahead and follow what the United States does. Now, speaking for what's happening in Canada and across North America, there have been protests and petitions sent to our governments to do more than simply be silent, as Canada has been on the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem. Also, our embassy has not moved. But that is not enough, according to Canadians. People have been out in the streets. They've been signing petitions, groups like Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, Independent Jewish Voices have all launched petitions to demand more action. So I can't speak for what other Arab countries are doing, but it looks as if Iran is being a leader here.
Okay, now your thoughts, please, on the Palestinian cause itself, where it stands right now, and how do you foresee the foreseeable future after Washington's decision a few days ago?
Well, all I can say is that in recent years, things have just got worse in all aspects of Palestinian life. Palestinians inside Israel proper have not enjoyed any more rights than they have before. Palestinians in the West Bank still, 40% of men have been arrested and have been in detention, administrative detention that can be extended indefinitely. Gaza has continued to be under attack at all times. There has been no time when there aren't drones flying in the skies or bombers flying low-level sound barrier-breaking flights. Deafening children in their cribs. This is ongoing. So the situation has become worse and worse. This move may be a catalyst for the world to wake up a little bit more. News in North America is scarce. It's Stephen Salaita said it really well this morning. He said, when you see headlines like responding to rocket attacks, Israel launches airstrikes into Gaza. You see this kind of headline, Israel retaliates for rocket strikes. You see this in the headlines across North America. It would be a whole lot more real if those stories began with, Israel's hostilities, ongoing hostility to Gaza continues. Israel has bombed tunnels, access tunnels, to Gaza and has bombed northern areas of
Ms. DeVito, we barely have any time, but in less than 30 or 40 seconds, the current administration in Washington, Donald Trump's administration, has it shown an iota of care or respect for the rights of Palestinians?
Most certainly has not, and certainly not for the rights of other people in other areas where the U.S. has military stationed. There are only 9 countries in the world where the U.S. does not have some kind of military presence. So no, if not.
Thank you, Mrs. Karen DeVito, for joining us here out of Vancouver, Canada, Canadian activist and political commentator.